You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Leonard Lopate today. The website Reddit is an open-source social news and entertainment site where users can generate and comment on posted content. It's essentially the internet's bulletin board. Since its creation in 2005, Reddit's popularity has grown a lot. It says more than 100 million people visited its page last month alone. And they're not just looking at one thing. Reddit hosts countless forums for niche communities focused on everything from world news to wallpaper patterns. A new article in Mother Jones found it's also become a marketplace for assault rifles. And it's not clear whether all the sales taking place are legal. Mark Fulman is a senior editor at Mother Jones. With Josh Harkinson, he reported this story, how Reddit became a gun market and authorized its logo on assault rifles. And he joins us now from San Francisco. Welcome to the Leonard Lopate Show, Mark.
Glad to be with you, Anna.
So when did people start selling guns on Reddit?
Well, from what we found, it began as far back as spring 2011. There was a subreddit created called Guns for Sale. In March of 2011, and ever since then, there have been guns posted for sale on that part of the site.
So starting back in 2011, how many gun sales have taken place? How many were you able to track?
Well, overall, we don't know. We looked at a set of data on this from the last 6 months, from mid-June of last year through December, and we found a little bit over 1,000 listings for firearms by hundreds of Redditors, and there were at least 159 transactions completed according to their own reporting on the site. The subreddit is set up so that people listing guns for sale can report when they've completed a transaction, and there were that many reported, 159. It's probably higher than that because there's considerable evidence that a lot of gun deals are being made privately, that people are messaging each other through the private messaging system on Reddit and arranging sales face-to-face.
So I mentioned assault rifles in the introduction. You said 159 confirmed sales based on what people self-reported. But what kind of guns are we talking about?
Pretty much everything under the sun from what we saw. And that includes a number of very powerful weapons, AR-15s, semi-automatic rifles, high-capacity magazines, what are called ultra-high-capacity magazines. We've seen a number of those on there where you are capable of firing 100 rounds. There were a bunch of assault rifles ordered, and this is where it gets really interesting, using the Reddit logo on them. It turns out that a Redditor reached out to the company in 2011 and asked permission to put the Alien logo on the lower of the AR-15, the main part of the weapon, and actually got permission from the company. And since that point, there have been almost 100 of these assault rifles made with the Alien logo emblazoned on them.
Yeah, you have some pictures of those on the Mother Jones website. You can actually see it looks like Reddit-branded assault rifles. We'll get to that in a minute.
Right.
But before we go further, how do these gun transactions through Reddit, how do they compare to other online sales and buying of guns? I mean, why is this something you in particular wanted to look at?
Well, there's a booming business for gun sales on the internet. There are all kinds of sites devoted to it. There's Gun Broker, there's Arms List. Those are much larger websites in terms of volume devoted to the gun trade. What was interesting to us about Reddit is that it's not traditionally a site where you would see this kind of activity. In fact, Reddit's terms of service say that it's not the site isn't intended for the buying and selling of any goods or services. So the fact that there's this gun marketplace in existence on the site is interesting to us. It's relatively small volume compared to a site like Arms List, but there do appear to be hundreds of transactions happening, every few months on the site from what we can tell.
So you mentioned Arms List, which is in particular for buying and selling of guns. Sites like eBay and Craigslist have said that it prohibits sales of guns. Have they been effective in prohibiting that from happening?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. My guess would be that they, at least to some degree, have been able to stop it because they've, stated clearly that they won't allow it to go on the site, and presumably they can control, you know, if people are posting firearms listings, they can control that by taking them down or barring those users. Reddit, on the other hand, has told us essentially for the story that they don't care that this is going on as long as nobody is violating applicable U.S. law. What's interesting about that is that they really have no idea if the law is being violated on their site or through their site because, as they told us, they don't monitor any of these transactions.
So what are the laws at play here? Lay out what could potentially be broken and what we don't know in terms of whether those laws are being broken.
Right. So with Internet sales, you have essentially the biggest opportunity now to exploit what is known as a loophole in federal regulation for buying and selling firearms, which is whether or not you need to conduct a background check. If you sell guns across state lines, you're required to do so through a federally licensed dealer, which conducts a background check. However, there is the opportunity to sell guns face-to-face within state lines, subject to your own state laws. Many states don't require background checks, don't even require permits to own guns. So people are able to buy and sell guns that way in person, what's called known as a private transaction, which is very broadly defined under the law in most cases. And people can essentially arrange to buy and sell guns online and then meet up and make the transaction without doing a background check. And it's thought that many guns are sold this way now. Their estimates as high as 40% of gun sales are done without background checks. A good number of those are probably taking place via the Internet.
So walk me through the user experience. If I were to go to Reddit and try to find this gun marketplace, how do I find it?
Well, there are a number of subreddits devoted to the topic of guns. There's a much larger one, just called R Guns, where people talk about guns. There are more than 150,000 subscribers to that page or that subreddit. The guns for sale section is smaller, but presumably you can find it through searching or through discussion on the multiple gun forums on Reddit. Once you get there, you're simply looking through listings the same way you would be on Craigslist for household furniture or anything else you might be looking to buy. And at that point, it's essentially individuals contacting each other using the specific information in the listings. And we've noticed that a number of people very quickly moved to discussion about talking privately. Message me with your information. Message me with where you are, where you want to sell the gun. And presumably a number of these transactions are then happening out of sight.
And what you're seeing is handles, Internet handles, and not people's names of who's selling guns.
That's right. Reddit is primarily used by people anonymously, and so in that sense, it would seem to be a particularly attractive place for gun dealers, especially if they're trying to work the loophole of the system to interact with people anonymously, and then through private messaging. It has an underground feel to it.
You focus on one seller in particular who goes by the handle Firearms Concierge. What did you learn about who that person was?
So this is an interesting sort of case study, if you will, because this is a person who claims to be a federally licensed firearms dealer operating in Florida. And this person has listed hundreds of weapons for sale in the last 6 months, assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, silencers, certain kinds of specialty weapons, all of which are legal to sell if you're a licensed dealer. Where it gets interesting is that this person has made a number of comments on Reddit and elsewhere on social media about how he operates, including saying things like he's been known to do sales without conducting background checks. Technically, that is possible for a federally licensed dealer, but in many cases would be illegal. As an ATF agent tells us for the story, it's a federally licensed dealer is not allowed to sell any business inventory without a background check. So it raises some questions about how a person like this is operating on the site.
I'm speaking with Mark Fulman. He wrote the article in Mother Jones, How Reddit Became a Gun Market and Authorized Its Logo on Assault Rifles. Were you able to contact Firearms Concierge and ask questions directly?
We were. However, we did not get any response from him. He was not interested in answering our questions. He did actually post one of our email inquiries on Reddit itself, which was kind of interesting, and then he and other people in the gun forum had a good time sort of, you know, joking about it and reacting sarcastically to it. But we weren't able to obtain any specific information from him directly.
And you mentioned that seller claims to be a federally licensed firearms dealer, and that technically that seller could legally sell online. What are the rules governing that?
So primarily, weapons need to be transferred through licensed dealers, and firearm concierge and many others will say in their postings that when they sell weapons across state lines or ship weapons, they will do so through a licensed dealer, and that's perfectly legal. What's interesting about Reddit's forum for this marketplace is that there's no way to know if that's being done. There's no way to confirm how these transactions are being played out, and the company itself is not tracking them and doesn't know whether or not they're being done legally.
You reached out to Reddit directly, and you talked to a spokeswoman. What did she say about Reddit's position on this kind of commerce happening on Reddit? You said they're not enforcing, but do they endorse it?
Well, this is where it got really interesting. I think their response was somewhat remarkable. I mean, they essentially said, we don't condone or not condone this kind of activity. People can, in essence, do whatever they want, including this, as long as they don't violate the law. And yet they don't have any sense of whether or not that's happening. As to whether or not Reddit is intended to be a marketplace for buying and selling of goods, as I mentioned earlier, their terms of service says that that's not what it's for. What the spokesperson told us is, well, that just refers to Reddit providing marketplace services. They don't get involved in payment or delivery of product, but they're saying that private commercial transactions are okay. And when someone approached them to use the logo on assault rifles, they said yes. They do have terms for licensing their logo. It suggests that they have to, as they say in those terms, like the product. They ask the question, does the product enhance the Reddit experience? We ask them these questions. Does Reddit like the idea of having their logo on assault rifles? Do they think it's a good idea? Are they concerned about it? They wouldn't answer us on those questions. They simply confirmed that they did give permission to use the Alien logo on assault rifles back in 2011 because we had obtained an email showing that.
And that was at a time when Reddit was a part of Condé Nast, and there was an email exchange that you have in your piece. Reddit did have a suggestion about how their logo would be used. Explain that.
Right. Well, it was interesting because the Redditor who was requesting to use it for a bulk order of these AR-15 semi-automatic rifles was also saying that they wanted to not just put the logo on the gun, but also to change the label on the safety selector, which is the switch that toggles between safe mode and fire mode on the rifle. They wanted to change the safe fire label to upvote, downvote, which is a reference to the content rating system on Reddit. And the Reddit business staffer who gave the permission to use the logo said that the team was very worried about the use of that labeling, that they wanted to ensure that anyone who came in contact with these weapons, that they wouldn't be unsafe. And so they said that they didn't want to change. They said they preferred that it not be changed, but they went ahead and gave permission to use the logo, which I found quite striking. They seem to feel unconcerned about having their brand directly associated with these weapons, and yet they were expressing concerns about the safety. And Redditors had been talking about it for months in a thread on the site, and some were joking about, oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen, changing the safety selector. And others said, well, wait a minute, you know, if something bad happens with these guns, that will be really bad for everyone involved. But that didn't stop Reddit from okaying the logo, which I find quite interesting.
At this point, how many guns are out there with the Reddit logo on them?
Well, we were able to track at least 93 by looking at the listings where the Redditors organizing these bulk orders talked about the confirmed orders that they had. They were produced through a gun manufacturer based in Arizona called Double Diamond Law Enforcement Supply. There may be more than that, but it's roughly 100 or just under 100 of them.
So the spokeswoman for Reddit, again, said you know, that we that basically try to take an agnostic position on this. You've pointed out the difficulty of making sure all these sellers and buyers are following federal gun laws. Did you get any sense from the spokeswoman about whether they've been asked by any law enforcement agencies about particular cases to try to enforce gun laws?
We asked that question. They didn't give us an answer, whether or not they had been contacted by law enforcement agencies at any point about firearms trafficking on the site. So we don't know. However, there is a bit of anecdotal evidence to that effect that we did find, again, involving this dealer firearm concierge. There was one thread, and this didn't make it into the story, but there was one thread we found where he was discussing an ongoing ATF investigation into straw purchases, where presumably the ATF had been in touch with him. Now, we don't know if Reddit is aware of that or was contacted by the ATF, because, as I said, they wouldn't answer that question.
I'm speaking with reporter Mark Fullman about buying and selling guns on the online forum Reddit. His article, How Reddit Became a Gun Marketplace and Authorized Its Logo on Assault Rifles, is in the January issue of Mother Jones. And you can find a link to it on our show page. We'll be back with more after a break. I'm Anna Sale, in for Leonard Lopate today, and I'm speaking with Mark Fullman, who co-wrote the investigation, How Reddit Became a Gun Market and Authorized Its Logo on Assault Rifles. It's in the current issue on Mother Jones of Mother Jones magazine. Mark, what percentage of gun sales in the U.S. happen without a background check at all?
Well, it's difficult to say. As with many fronts of the gun issue, there is relatively poor data, but the estimates have been as high as 40% of all gun sales are now done without background checks.
4 in 10 gun sales without background checks, and that includes person-to-person sales. So let's go over again where you can buy a gun without a background check. So private sellers, person-to-person.
Right. There's also gun shows. For years this was known as the gun show loophole, because people could go to gun shows and buy guns without background checks in some cases. And of course, the internet now is a huge forum for the buying and selling of all manner of goods, including guns. So presumably there are many guns being bought and sold through the internet,
including on Reddit, as your investigation shows. Your piece came out about a week ago. What's been the response among the Reddit community as a whole?
Well, it's been interesting. Reddit has a very vocal and zealous pro-gun constituency, and they tend to kind of shout down any stories that raise questions about gun regulations or gun dealing. And the response was pretty they weren't very happy about the story. They felt that it was unfair to what they're doing, that everything that they're doing in terms of selling guns is all perfectly legal. But the response pretty much glossed over the questions we raised about how these sales are happening, how they're verified, what Reddit does and does not allow on its site. There's a lot of gray area there, apparently, in terms of commercial transactions. I wouldn't say that it was enthusiastically received on Reddit, but that's primarily because the loudest voices on the gun issue there are very fervently pro-gun, and the conversation tends to devolve quickly into rants about the Second Amendment coming under siege, and everyone's wants to take Americans' guns away and things like that. This was simply an investigation of this activity going on the site, which is substantial.
You mentioned that many times these transactions start with a posting on Reddit, then it quickly moves offline to private messages, and so it's difficult to track exactly how it's actually the transaction occurs and what laws are being followed and what laws are not. Does a site like ArmsList, the big gun marketplace, online marketplace, does it have more sort of hurdles that people have to go through as they're making gun sales online than Reddit does?
I'm not familiar enough with those sites to say, but presumably they regulate the activity on their site to a greater degree. I would think that if there was a lot of illegal activity going on those sites, they would be shut down or they would have a lot of trouble from law enforcement. But it also points back to the relative weakness of the gun laws and the federal law in particular, because it is very difficult, I would think, to regulate this issue online. You're talking about a huge volume of listings and sales, and you know, the verification process for that would be, I think, daunting. I wanted to add one other thing to your question about the response to the story. Another aspect of it that I found fascinating was people seemed relatively uninterested in the fact that when this happened, Reddit was owned by Condé Nast, the media giant based in New York, and Reddit was based in their offices in Condé Nast headquarters. The Reddit business staffer who gave permission used a Condé Nast email account to grant the licensing permission. You know, what is that company's role in the decision to allow firearms on Reddit? Reddit's no longer owned by Condé Nast. It was spun off about a year after this all happened. But at the time, presumably, it had complete oversight and responsibility for Reddit as a corporate entity.
You reached out to Condé Nast. How did they respond?
Well, they basically said, you know, talk to Reddit. This has nothing to do with us. Reddit's a completely independent company. That's essentially true now, but it wasn't true then. Reddit was a division of Condé Nast at the time. Like I said, the staffer at Reddit who gave the permission was working in Condé Nast's headquarters in New York. And I reached out to this person, too, and asked her who else was involved in the licensing decision, but she did not respond to our questions. So we don't know.
Reddit says their terms of service, as you mentioned, says that it's not an online marketplace. It's not a place for buying and selling things. But that's happening, as your investigation showed, with firearms. Does Reddit have any liability if a crime is committed, it's found that the gun was purchased through a transaction that was started through Reddit?
I think that's a complicated legal question, and I don't know the answer to it. You know, I think there was a case brought against ArmsList when someone was killed with a firearm bought through that site, and that case was unsuccessful. But I think really the bigger question for Reddit is, what is their liability in terms of public perception, in terms of their brand? If they're allowing this kind of activity on their site, they're not tracking it, they seem fairly uninterested in it in that sense, or whether or not it's happening legally, whether it should be happening at all. But, you know, this, we're living in a time when we've seen a lot of problems with public shootings in the country. They've been on the rise. You know, this guns for sale subreddit was launched just a couple months after Gabby Giffords was shot in Arizona. That was a pretty traumatic mass shooting that really put the issue back on the national radar. And since then, of course, we've had some major incidents with the movie theater in Aurora. Newtown, of course, took it to a whole new level in terms of the national discussion. I really am fascinated by Reddit's position on this, and wonder, you know, what their position is in terms of public perception of them allowing this to go on.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. When you were putting together this investigation, how much of this was about pointing out that Reddit was allowing gun sales to happen and pointing that out, and how much of it was trying to figure out what is murky about whether all Reddit users are following the patchwork of gun laws or making it through some loopholes?
Well, I think for us, the interest, you know, I've done a lot of work reporting on guns and gun violence in the last year and a half for Mother Jones. And for me, what was most interesting about learning about this going on Reddit was the question of, you know, what does this say about the state of gun regulations and the state of gun politics? I mean, Reddit is known as, you know, it was founded in kind of a libertarian ethos of, you know, let's let information be free and discussion be free, and anyone can do whatever they want as long as it's not hurting other people or violating the law, presumably. Yet the gun issue, which is, you know, highly emotional and highly contentious in our national politics, and especially so in the last year, since the Newtown massacre, I think raises some new questions about what people feel should be permissible and should be regulated. And, you know, we saw after Newtown, the polls, national polls showed overwhelmingly that the American public wanted to see tighter background checks, universal background checks for gun buyers. And that didn't happen. But Reddit exemplifies going in the opposite direction, or a market like this on Reddit and many other places too, Gun Broker, ArmsList, the other sites I mentioned, that essentially it's still very, very easy to buy a firearm in the United States. without a background check, without any kind of government scrutiny. And we're talking about all kinds of firearms, very powerful guns that are capable of you know, killing a lot of people very quickly.
And you wrote that last month, 2 days after the anniversary of the Sandy Hook shooting, a new order of the Reddit engraved AR-15s was being organized. What was the conversation like about that?
Well, another Redditor was assessing interest for a new order of these Reddit firearms. And it appears, you know, to give a little more context, it appears that the Redditors doing this are, you know, we did speak to a couple of them who had organized these orders in the past and asked them, you know, why are you doing this? Why did you want to have Reddit-branded assault rifles? And they say that it's for essentially out of community pride, that they enjoy using Reddit and they, you know, would enjoy having the logo on their rifle. And they were buying these for themselves and their buddies on Reddit. And they're not selling them for a profit, they say. They say that they're buying them for their own personal use. And I think that's probably part of the reason why Reddit was okay with it. I mean, they said so essentially to us that, you know, because this was, you know, a request from the gun enthusiast community on Reddit, that they were okay with it. So, you know, it's interesting to see that that's sort of the framework that they were using. And I think that was presumably behind the idea again in December to do a new round of the orders. But it's not clear whether or not that's going forward. I think they did in the comments thread raise the question themselves whether or not they still had permission to use the logo. The dealer that I mentioned earlier in Arizona, the manufacturer that made the original orders, was okay with making them, presumably because they had this explicit written permission that the Redditor had obtained. But it's not clear whether that's going to happen going forward.
You mentioned the public polls in support of further background checks following the Newtown massacre. That didn't ultimately pass Congress. Are you looking to Reddit to step forward and have stricter requirements for sales of guns on their site because it wasn't able to get passed into federal law?
Well, I don't have any personal opinion on that. I mean, I think, you know, that's up to Reddit in terms of how they want to manage their brand and their site. I think it's interesting from a, you know, reporter's point of view that they continue to be very laissez-faire about this issue at a time when the guns issue is so high profile and so contentious. Is it good for Reddit to be doing this, or is it a liability to them? That's, I think, an open question.
I've been speaking with reporter Mark Fullman about buying and selling guns on the online forum Reddit. His article, How Reddit Became a Gun Market and Authorized Its Logo on Assault Rifles, is in the January issue of Mother Jones, and you can find a link to it on our show page. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me. It's a pleasure.